and that it needs to be much more school-based than it has been in the past.
Superintendent Brown reacting to these harsh findings, but Brown wasn't surprised. She noted these are some of the same issues she noticed when she took helm of the district. Most revealing in the report, finding that district administrators rarely visit city schools and often ignore calls from schools for help. The report offers 39 steps to help resolve some of these issues. Brown says some are already being implemented. The district now has 3 instead of 2 community superintendents. They will work directly in the schools and help determine areas of instruction.
Our work is to be out in the schools, determining what the needs of the schools are in conjunction with the school leadership teams, and then making sure that those schools are getting that support.
The district is also assigning academic support teams to work with the community superintendents. Brown was asked if the district's administration is too top-heavy.
I wouldn't say that we're too top-heavy. I think that our work needs to be refocused, and that it needs to be much more school-based than it has been in the past. And so that's the direction that we're moving in. We have 58 schools, 45 of which are either priority or focus schools. We have tremendous needs in this district, and the staff that we have in central office can be very helpful in terms of helping to drive improvement in those schools.
The report also says the central office did not schedule meetings with principals during the 2011-2012 school year, and that principals have had little say in teacher hires at their respective schools. But Brown believes tools are now in place to make needed changes.
These are things that cannot be changed overnight. I think anytime you come into a leadership role in an organization, you do an assessment.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.